charge of it. Excellent. Well, thank you everyone for being out tonight. We're going to go ahead and call to order our Board of Trustees work session for the North Davis Fire District. It is January 15th, 2026. This meeting is starting at 6:05 p.m. here at Station 41 in West Point. Those in attendance with us in person this night, Mayor Scott Wiggle, we've got Ricky Carlson, I'm Brian Vincent, Jerry Chatterton, Megan Ratchford, and we welcome Dakota Worth here from Clearfield. I'm grateful that you're here. Annette Judd and Mark Shepard are excused from tonight, and we will hopefully see Miss Nancy Smalling here shortly. No badge pinnings tonight. We will have a few things to talk about in our work session, then we're going to roll right into our regular session. So, Chief.
Okay, just a heads up. One to let the board know. As you're aware, we're purchasing the ladder this year. It's already been ordered. I actually talked to Josh today, tying up a couple things on it. It's going to start going out onto the floor being built, and we're actually anticipating it a little bit early. We're going to probably get it in July. But with that...
Of this year, sir?
This year.
2026?
Yeah, we've already inspected and stuff. Me and Kurt's been back inspected. At any rate, the board was aware in our fleet, in our CIP, we were going to lease purchase this ladder. We've budgeted for that. We've planned on that. But because of timing, if we lease purchase the truck, like around March, we get prepaid discounts, like up to like $50,000. So that's something we want to do. But the first lease payment wouldn't be until after the fiscal year just ended. So we're going to need to, and we're working with our treasurer or whatever. I'll come up with recommendations. But basically, what I instructed Pierce Leasing was, we want a lease payment of 70, 80, 90 thousand a year. That's what we're used to. But as the board knows, a ladder purchase is like buying 2 inches. It's a lot. So, but we still want to do that, and I think I'm going to come to the board with recommendations on a budget amendment to go ahead and allocate whatever that magic number is, or if there are any numbers, but it'd be 700, 800, 900 thousand down, and then lease purchase the rest to get us in that lease purchase payment that we want to be in. And then we're also going to have to allocate normally in next year's budget I would put the loose equipment in our capital budget, but since we're getting this in July, we're probably going to have to amend this year's budget for the loose equipment, so we can have the loose equipment purchased when it lands here in July. We have the money set aside anyway. It's not like we're, you know. But I will make sure that you guys get those numbers. When we went back and inspected, the initial bids that they gave us, the numbers that they gave us, were good, and we came in just a little bit under budget on the specs, changing things and customizing it the way we need to. But we left that $5,000 or $8,000 in there because last minute when we go do a final inspection, sometimes you add something. Chief King was told today, in fact, like, for example, we purchase the radio that goes in it, and then we send it back to Pierce, and then they put it in.
Okay.
So in this situation, normally he'd do that. He'd buy it in July because we budget for it, and then he'd do that. But see, this year, since it's going to be finished in July, we're going to have to. So that's what we'll be approaching the board over the next couple months. But with that, talking with Misty, and we'll talk with Mariah more with our treasurer. But you, as the board knows, we have budget amendments for station upgrades, a whole bunch of different things that the board approved.
Yep.
We'll probably still have to do a budget amendment in June, but this year we might have to do one in March and June, and we might as well in March, it's at the board's discretion, but we might as well clean up as much as we can with that amendment.
Sure.
The one in June isn't as big. Does anybody have any questions on that?
How long is the lease for?
10 to 12 years. They're giving me the options.
Okay.
They gave me options back in November. They sent me options, and we were going to hit target pretty much with just those options, but then the interest rate has went down since.
Perfect.
So but the board will have to pass. So they'll be going to be working with their finance people. Pierce Financing will be working with Misty. We're not going to have a problem with credit. Misty already talked to Moody's, our bond. They, I guess, think that's small money. They're not worried. But we had to check with them to make sure,
sure.
That's okay. And so I think we're going to be fine that way. But the board will have to pass a resolution for the lease in either February or March. I knew that we had to get the ball rolling on this because the truck was going to be done. So, any other?
What's the life expectancy of the ladder?
15 to 20.
Okay.
And not to get sidetracked, but that ladder is going to be a first out. We're changing our staffing this year, as the board's aware. We're going to try to. We're changing our staffing. The ladder is going to be first out of this station down here as a four-man ladder or a two-man ladder and an ambulance. It's going to be first out down here. And then our engine ambulance, that you're familiar with, Jerry, our transport engine is going to be a really good reserve or a tool for us to use. And then we are going to also keep the ladder that we put all this money into and taken good care of as a reserve, and we're going to sell engine 422, which is the old Sunset.
We're not going to sell Sunsets.
Here we go again. They're getting rid of all of our stuff.
Paragona buys all of our stuff anyway, so
out of sight, out of mind.
Anyway, any questions on the ladder?
Nope, we've been preparing for this. That's great.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
And
Christmas in July.
We spec'd it out.
Actually, yes.
You guys are going to really. We'll have a push in.
Good. I was just going to make sure we did.
Yeah.
It's going to be here for our parade.
I doubt that.
Okay. Thought I'd try.
Maybe the second celebration in July.
Yeah.
It'll be here to deliver Santa Claus.
It'll be just in time for our parade, then. We're a little later in July, so.
And then the only other thing that I wanted to cover was we have the swearing in tonight.
Yep.
Also, just to make the board aware that we have chair and vice chair elections tonight.
Yep. Cool.
That's all I have.
Okay. You good for it right now then?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that needs to be brought up in this work session?
No.
If not, taking a motion for adjournment on that.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. We will then roll right in and call to order our Board of Trustees regular session. This is starting at 6:14. PM. It is still January 15th, 2026. We are meeting here at Station 41 in West Point. Those in attendance with us on our right here is Dakota Worth, Megan Ratchford, Jerry Chatterton, Brian Vincent, Nancy Smollett, Ricky Carlson, and Mayor Scott Wiggle, Mayor Mark Shepherd, and Annette Judd are excused for this evening. We are going to turn some time over to Miss Misty Rogers, who will give us an inspirational thought or prayer and then lead us in the pledge.
What happens when I forget. So,
Father in Heaven, we're grateful that we could be here today, and we're thankful that the North Davis Fire District Board of Trustees can meet, and we're thankful for the actions that they've taken to protect their citizens and the firefighters and the care and the time that they spend on their behalf. We ask you to please help them to watch over our communities, our first responders, our military. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Misty, thank you. We're glad you forget sometimes. It makes us feel human. We get to hear from you. Okay. First order of business this evening is to officially welcome Dakota in. We're going to have him give his oath of office.
Actually, it will be him and Scott.
Some older ones then, too.
And
so, not older board members, not.
Yeah.
Oh, that came out so well.
I don't know how you feel about that, Jared, but.
All
right. If you want cheat sheet words, I printed them for you. You might need them.
I'll just
throw it. Is it formal? Do I do this too?
Yeah, you do.
I do this once
just
a
look
year.
Down, Scott, if you need it.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend. The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of Utah. And that I will discharge.
The
duties of my office with fidelity. Thank you. I'll get you a copy at the next meeting, but I need the. Is yours not there?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you didn't need to be sworn in this time. Either.
But you did it.
Oh, I thought I was. No, it doesn't go off board terms. It doesn't go off your election terms.
I'll be practice for next time.
Yeah. But you sounded awesome.
I didn't miss a word.
Can I just pipe in? Nancy, that's what's been so confusing is we actually met with Mayor Vincent, the special districts, and we're like, okay, does it go off? It's not going off of your election year for your cities. It's position years designated at the district. So, you know, you were in 2 years.
Yeah.
You won't be up for election.
But I'll have been sworn in. I'm practiced. We're good.
It's a little confusing.
We'll keep everyone straight. That's great. Okay.
Well, thank for Misty's here. It's all straight.
You're welcome. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Drinking from a fire hose. It's literally what you get into here. It's really not that bad. You have great cohorts. Ask questions. We'll get you up to speed as fast as we can.
Beautiful.
And you'll be an awesome.
And also, as a new member, you have our policy and stuff, but you can make an appointment with me, and we can go over budget and all that kind of stuff.
I'll definitely
take you up on that. I'll make it.
Yes, I'll have a blast with that.
Okay, excellent. As per our policy, every 2 years we re-elect a board chair and a vice chair. I am so grateful for the opportunity I've had to serve as chair for the last 2 years. I thank you guys for your support. Thank you guys for coming, participating, and I felt it. So I just, again, appreciate that. Moving forward, do you have anything you need to say, or?
Yeah, if you guys turn, so you each have a policy binder, but in section 10, talks about the election of the chair and vice chair. In there, it does state that a member nominated to serve as chair or vice chair must have served on the board for at least 2 years prior to being elected. So that would just be something to keep note of.
Yep. Where are you?
It's like the fourth page in, fifth page.
Well, that page from a lot, huh? One,
yes.
What?
Like two.
Oh,
in.
Two. There you go. Thank
Sorry,
you.
I should have
noticed. No, we're good.
And current.
Correct. Yep, so.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask.
You can, they can switch roles, chair, vice chair, but they can't serve as the same position.
Can you be on the audit committee and have the chair and be the chair?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can.
If you can do that.
I'd like to try.
So, that going forward, at this point, we're going to do these, we'll do these separately. So we're going to open up nominations at this point for the chair of the North Davis Fire District this time. Anybody would like?
I want to nominate Megan.
Okay, we have a nomination for Megan.
I'll nominate.
Hey, hang on 1 second. Do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Perfect.
I'll nominate Mayor Wiggle.
We have a nomination for Mayor Wiggle. Do you accept that? Okay. Two nominations. Any others? Okay. I have to ask 3 times, right? That's how I do the city. Any further nominations? And any final nominations? Okay. So that brings us to those two. Do we do this by a...
I would do a roll call. I would do a vote of who, and then
Okay. Well, I don't know. In our other district, we've done it. We've actually written on a piece of paper and handed it over.
Would you prefer to do private voting?
Or didn't know what the rule was.
There's not a rule. We don't have a rule for it.
Let's make a rule.
Well, then I'll quit looking.
Why don't we just have chair and vice chair?
Pens, I'll bring
you
a couple more pens.
Oh, totally.
I didn't even think.
Yeah, let's do it that way. And then we'll just hand it to you. I don't vote.
I think you might.
Do I get to on this one?
Yeah, so I have to vote. There was a question. Andy, our attorney, I spoke with him about it. He said he wouldn't think that it would be a problem. Normally the chair doesn't vote, but
right.
Because you're leaving and it's opening up the position, we felt like it was probably okay that you do vote.
Sounds good.
But that's up to you.
We just have a chair.
You should vote.
So these two not showing up tonight?
They don't vote.
I know, but...
Yeah.
Dogging us because they didn't want to have their names mentioned, probably.
I know the mayor did. That's actually right. He actually said that word to me.
Well,
so I know that one. I don't know about
we
that.
We could skip that and just say we're going to do it and vote on it.
Hey, isn't that?
Will you give
not
two?
Here? He's just kind of
two. Will you put on a chair? Or did you
yep.
Put that
in
what we were going for?
I definitely.
Say that one more time.
Chair,
vice chair.
Just
of course,
so that
right. So right, right chair at the top of the first one.
Vice chair.
I'll give you. Thank you.
And vice chair.
That would have been funny.
No,
it
would not.
Maybe to you. Did you keep the
second
one?
No.
You don't need
it twice.
No, not the second.
I put my name twice.
Oh,
just in case I don't get one, I'll get both.
So that one.
Just in case I don't get one, I'll get the other.
All right, so fold that over, and Misty will collect them.
You can. Only the chair right now, guys. Only the chair.
Just chair.
Okay.
Did you... Everybody turn in?
Yes. Did I get your Scott?
No. No, you didn't.
Scott Wiggle.
S C. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have 7?
Yeah, we're trying to make you lose count, but.
3, 4, 2, 1, 9.
Okay, we have 3 for Megan and 4 for Scott. So our chair will be Scott.
Okay. Mayor Wiggle will be our chair.
Let's do a motion for that.
Somebody want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion that we appoint Scott Wiggle as chair for the next 2 years.
Have a motion by Jerry.
I'll second.
And a second by Nancy. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
Thank you much. Okay, open nominations for vice chair.
Megan.
Megan.
I nominate Megan.
Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Okay, take a motion then.
Make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Megan
Ratchford.
As vice chair for the next 2 years.
Second. Motion by Jerry and a second by Ricky. All in favor of that?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Congratulations, Ms. Vice Chair.
Do you need these?
Oh, we didn't have to vote?
No, there was only one.
There's only two people. If one doesn't get the other.
Why don't you know that I voted?
We can change it.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Okie dokes. Next then is the appointment of the North Davis Fire District Clerk, Misty Rogers, and our Deputy District Clerk is Jamie Maddie. Need a motion for that.
Do we need to nominate him?
Nope.
Do you want to change
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I vote to nominate Mr. Rogers as the North Davis Fire District Clerk.
Do you want to do these separately or in one motion?
You can do it in one if you'd like.
And then the district.
And Jamie Maddie is the deputy.
Deputy. Jamie Maddie.
And I'll second that.
Motion by Mayor Wiggle or Chair Wiggle and second by Vice Chair Ratchford. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Welcome aboard, guys.
We need a gavel tossing ceremony.
Seriously. Next is an appointment of the North Davis Fire District Treasurer, Mariah Reyes. She's been serving as our treasurer and done a great job. Any discussion on that? Okay.
I move to approve the Maddie Reyes as the
Mariah.
Mariah Reyes, yep. As the treasurer for the North Davis District.
Second. A motion by Megan, a second by Dakota. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed to that? Thank you. We are going to skip citizen comment unless anybody else out there. Okay. No one here to do so. Next then is our Board of Trustees meeting minutes from December of 2025, all the way of last year. Any changes, recommendations, edits?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Jerry.
I'll second.
From December 25th.
Thank you. Sorry, cut you off. Second by Nancy. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Fire district bills. Any questions or comments on the fire district bills?
No, I got my answer.
You got your answer?
I got my answer.
Anything else we need to know?
There is, most of the billing will hit, there's a couple that are low. And so my question was, what are we missing that we haven't accounted for? And most of it's going to hit in the spring.
Okay.
So, and then the vehicle is being broken down into segments as opposed to it all being together.
Correct. Okay. Good. Okay, I need a motion for approval of that.
I move to approve the North Davis Fire District bills for the month of December. Is that right?
Motion for approval by Megan.
Second.
We have a second by Ricky. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Any opposed? Thank you. Okay, consideration of the financial report. We'll give that report first and then.
We should be around 52% right now. Everything's looking good. Went over with Misty. We kind of go through line items on each thing. Watching ambulance revenue like a hawk. Still on target. We're looking at it, but we're watching it every month because of that Senate Bill 301. But so far we're okay. Tax-wise, we're looking, property tax-wise, we're looking good revenue-wise. And then the rest of the budget, as far as impact fees and, as far as revenues, impact fees and everything, we're still on target once again also. Employee wages, we're on target, and we're fully staffed right now, correct?
Yes.
We're fully staffed.
Wow.
That's good news. So other than that, we're in really good shape right now. Does anybody have any questions for me?
I do.
Terry?
I see a few transfers from over on
Syracuse.
Over there, are we getting transfers from other areas anymore?
Nope, and like we talked before in previous sessions, that could change at any time.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we didn't budget for those this year because of that. But
what's the difference on it? Where we used to get a bunch of
We had a couple years where I'm just going to kind of spitball numbers.
Sure.
We had 200 to 300,000 in previous years when we projected, but that was as we know it wasn't steady money, as we found out. The difference, though, is in this year, why we're watching it so close is because collection, the way we collect for supplies changed by state statute, but we have an increase in calls. Not by a lot, we're pretty normal for, you know, every year we increase our call volume. Right. So that kind of makes up for that, so we budget for that. But and you know what, I'd say Kurt has the numbers, but we cover most of our calls. There's not many times that another ambulance comes in to cover our calls. Would you say, Kurt? I mean,
it's not very young.
Does that help?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, is that the reason? Is each district or Roy City or whatever, are they all just covering their own so there isn't any outside as much as possible?
I would say some.
So we lost revenue. If we have some assisted livings and some care centers, and we had some residents there that needed to be transported for dialysis regularly. But there were some that were there for years and then unfortunately passed. So that took that revenue away. When you're thinking, when you're taking someone three times a week for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It equates to $300,000. So when we lost that a couple of years ago, the board, it was the recommendation we not budget for the transfers because they're not, they're so volatile.
Sure.
I don't want to get down in the weeds, but legislatively also, this doesn't really affect our district, but it affects most fire departments or EMS services across the state. They changed it to where, in fact, they're going to clarify in a budget amendment, I think this year, they changed it to where as a EMS provider, you have to RFP for inter-hospital facility transfers, which was a huge thing for people like Layton or Ogden or people that have hospitals in there. I'm not sure how that's going to go, but we dodged that because we don't have a lot of inter-facility transfers. We are the provider. But it did raise questions. In fact, on the state level, I make an argument. We're a district. We already have three cities that told us that we want them to be their provider for ambulance service. So now you're gonna require me to go to Sunset City and have them vote whether to have Gold Cross or the fire district. That wouldn't have happened in our situation, but I think there's places in the state that could be a very serious thing.
Okay. Any other questions on the transfers lately? Okay. Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion for that.
To approve the North Davis Fire District financial report for December.
Second.
Motion for approval by Megan, a second by Jerry. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Fire Chief's report.
I only have one thing to for the Chief King. Just everybody's aware, UASD legislative session has started up. I'll be attending weekly down there, and we're actually going through all legislation, which I'm mostly watching the public safety and the fire type stuff, but I will keep the cities updated and the mayors, especially with UAC issues in the league, usually be almost all the time we're aligned with the cities and UAC, but yeah, feel free to reach out if there's an issue in your city or that you want maybe the UASD to back with our lobbyists and that. So that's all I have for me. Other than I don't look forward to walking up that hill every week.
So the month of December was a little slower than we'd hoped. We ended up having a 3% increase from the year before as far as December. So not a big increase in December, but overall for the year we had a 5% increase in call volume. So let's see, last month, for the month of December, we ran 246 calls in Clearfield, 47 in Sunset, and 39 in West Point. We went to Syracuse 8 times, we went to Clinton 4 times, and to Layton 3 times. So, calls that were in progress, we had 96 times that we had 2 calls in progress. We had 9 times that we had 3, and we had 1 time that we had 4 calls going on at the same time last month. We've had a couple of fires, and I know last board meeting we had, I think I reported on the one in Sunset on 1800. We had a fire on 1800 North in Sunset. Reported on that one. Yeah,
so the pig in the backyard.
Yeah, the pig. That's
yeah,
right.
Oh, that's right. The pig. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, since then,
we'll catch up.
It's okay, Dakota. You want to know?
It was the barbecue fire.
Right. We had.
You're still bacon in the fridge. No.
We had a fire in Pinnacle Apartments in Clearfield. It wasn't a big fire. That the sprinkler system put it out, but it had a ton of water damage from it, and it was a lithium ion battery that started that one. And then that same day, later in the day, Goldstone or Pepperidge Apartments had a fire there.
Two alarm.
Yeah, it was a 2-alarm fire. We were bringing units from Kaysville. We depleted all of Layton, had a lot of units there. Fire went well. There were no injuries from it.
So. Wasn't that a deceased dog, though?
Oh, dog.
Yeah, we did have a dog in that one, yeah.
So, I was following it.
Yeah, yeah, so we've had actually quite a few fires lately in the last month, 2 months, so.
It's, there's a mattress fire.
Yeah, we had a mattress fire here off of, off 200 South, 1500 West area, a candle that had started a mattress on fire. The crew was really quick on that one. Had it put out quickly, kept it to the bedroom there. So, but yeah, I think that hit about all the fires. So yeah, the crews have been busy with that stuff, but it's going really well. We have a home that's been donated to us to do some training on. I don't have specific dates yet, but it's right here on 3000 West and 50 North. It's a corner lot. They're going to demo the house and then rebuild the home. But we're kind of partnering with the guy that's going to do it. It's
what's his name?
Steve Pierce.
Steve Pierce? It's right by your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't
across
know
the street. Yeah.
I don't know
it's
the
on the
full
east side?
Story. On the east side, yeah. It's corner lot. Apparently, there's a handicapped adult child living there, and it just the living conditions are okay. So they're coming in. They're partnering with people that are helping to donate. But they asked us if we wanted the opportunity to train, and so we're working with them. He's waiting on the last of his permits, but so we'll be doing training on that. I'll blast that out to you guys and let you guys know if you're interested in coming over and seeing a part of that. And then I just got another home that's been offered up to us on 4500 West over on the Weber County border right there. It's an old farm home, so very unique. We don't get them very often, and we've had two that have been offered up to us recently. So,
so we're talking live fire training?
Yes and no. So the one in West Point, or the one in West Point won't, or no, they're both in West Point. The one over off a 4500 probably won't be live fire. Now it's going to be more crews cutting holes in the roof to practice ventilation, doing searches, doing rescues, things like that. This one over here, we are going to do, it's live fire, it's considered live fire, but we're not going to burn the house. We're going to do fires in barrels in bedrooms to get the real smoke and the heat for some of our crews that haven't had that opportunity. So we do have that approved. I've been working on getting that all done. So should be a good training. Should be they're willing to work with us and get all three shifts through, get plenty of training on it. So as soon as I have those dates, I'll keep you guys informed.
How long do you keep the house before you demo it completely to the ground?
So they this one over here, he said he would give us as much time as we needed within reason. I asked him for a week because that'll give me every shift will have 2 days on it. Once that's done, they'll come in and demo it and take it down. The one in West, or 4500 West, we haven't coordinated that one yet. They're just starting all their permitting and everything on that. So I anticipate that one will be a quicker turnaround. They usually like to just get them demoed right away. That one is on a quicker timeline. So
when you go to these homes, do you stage like you would a normal fire, or do you just pull off the road and let traffic keep going through? Or
yeah, so this one my training plan that I have, we're going to stage everybody on 50 North and keep them off at 3000. Okay. So we can keep traffic, and I have some training signs that we've had made that we'll put up going each direction that'll say fire department training in progress. So that when it'll slow people down when they see us there, but we shouldn't impact too bad there.
Do you want them slowing down on your road?
No.
Okay.
You'll be getting the traffic going.
That's an inside joke, isn't it?
This one on 4500, I have not had a chance to look at that one yet. I don't know what the staging on that'll be, but we typically, when we get these homes, that is a factor we play in. We try to stage as many of us away from the area and just utilize like one engine or something. Okay. To pull stuff off. So,
how often do you guys get donated houses? Because this is the first I've heard of it.
It's not common. Okay. I think.
I mean, it's smart.
When UDOT has a project.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of them.
So UDOT does have a couple that I'm working with them, but it's we don't know when they're going to happen. UDOT's a big one that gives them to us.
Next couple years.
Yeah, but it's not very often. I would say in the 23 years I've been here, we've had maybe five. Okay. So it's very unusual that I got two just the there, and them reaching out to us not having to go find them, which is unusual. So
that's cool.
So that's the Griffin home.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that was the family.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out whether it was that one or whether it was little old White.
Yeah, it was Griffin.
Griffin's, yeah.
What's little old White?
Little old White house, a farmhouse there. I call it Reuben Moss's house, but nobody in here would know Reuben Moss.
Maybe you can call him and they can donate the house.
Chief King?
Yeah.
That battery fire, was that just like a little power bank?
Yeah, there was two little power banks, and it was weird for us because we got called to a brush fire, which didn't make sense. When our battalion chief got on scene, he noticed that the building was an alarm, started checking, and actually found that it was a structure fire. And so it was an unusual one, but still don't know how that miscommunication happened. So
question for you. Uh-huh. Just because I don't remember, the Pinnacle fire, when sprinklers go off in that, is that whole building or is it zoned?
So up there, the whole building, but it doesn't, release water in everything. It's just that sprinkler
that
was affected.
Oh, okay.
So they've got a sensor in them, a bulb or whatever.
Yeah.
And when it gets hot enough, it breaks, and that's the one that it was just one sprinkler, but it dumps a lot of water quickly.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Jerry, yeah. You're talking about a deluge system.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are some deluge systems like in theaters or occupancies like that, but not many.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But it does alarm the whole building.
It alarms them, just doesn't dump water on all of them.
Get alarmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to evacuate, but
okay.
Limits it to that area.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then Chief spoke to it earlier. We are fully staffed. We had one full-time guy resign to go work for another agency, but we were quick in replacing him. There was no gap in his time, so we brought on a lateral hire from Kaysville. He's was a paramedic at Kaysville. He's now working full-time for us. His name's Mike Hayes. I think he's going to be a great addition to our team. And then we hired another paramedic part-time. His name's Jared Beckstrand. Comes to us from, he's worked at Spanish Fork and at Brigham City, and comes to us highly recommended from people that know him. He was in the paramedic class with one of our paramedics on A shift, and she speaks very highly of him. And so excited to have them on board, and they're excited, and they'll be a good addition to our team. So we're sitting good as far as staffing goes, and that's unusual to say, so we're going to ride it.
Knock on wood and keep that going.
Right.
There's only one other thing I had, so I apologize.
Okay, no problem.
Annexation. The West Point City annexation has been taken down to the governor's office. Missy's still waiting to receive documents on it, but that's done. And then I talked to Jeff Euler at the county. I'm kicking a dead horse here, but he says that the county attorney is going to get an MOU contract for the rest of unincorporated for us. And well, I'll be bringing that to the board when they get that. So.
And that just has to be done within this calendar year for us to do something next year, right?
Not necessarily calendar. Yeah. It needs to be a year later.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sooner the better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chief, can I interject? I have a couple things since it's the beginning of the year. Dakota, we'll need to get you signed. I forgot to e-verify with you, but
sure.
I'll need to get with you on that. But I will send everyone through DocuSign a new W-4. The annual agreement or the ethical agreements, that type of stuff. You'll get that through DocuSign if you can get that done and send it back. With it being January, I will also send you guys links to the board training and all of that. It's just habit. I just try to do it every year. So you'll get all that. If you have questions, let me know. Does everyone have access to their district email? I started sending things to the city emails because I could tell I didn't think they were working.
City. I mean,
we have a district email?
Over.
I didn't know we had a district email.
We have a forward going to your city emails, but I don't know if it's actually working.
Yeah.
So I started questioning.
I was noticing in the group the email, I didn't see my name in the list, but there's a Nancy
sure
Dean in there,
access.
So I thought maybe that's why I didn't get mine.
That's why you didn't get it.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
No, that's okay, but
that's our clerk at the city, Nancy.
That's what, yeah, so I just thought that's
what happened. Nancy Dean. Sorry, I was just typing really quick. Sorry.
No, you're totally fine. That's why I thought, though, when I thought, this is weird, I don't have one yet, so that's why I asked, and then I saw that, I went, oh, I know
what. So what I'm going to do is have IT help me again with the email addresses for the district. Then I will reach out to each one of you and I will verify that whatever that is, it's going to forward to your city email address, if that's okay.
Great.
And then, so if I'm bothering you, sorry, we're just going to get it squared away the right way the first time. So.
Such a bother, Misty.
I know. Jeez. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. You guys good? Okay. Then we're on to... see, member city updates. Dakota, you are up first. You do a song since you are first here.
And a dance. But he is pretty good.
I know you are.
In lieu of a
of a song. I'll just touch on, obviously, we've had some changes to our city council. We had a new council member join us, and Daniel came in, and Tim Roper was. We thank him for his service, no longer elected to serve in Clearfield. Many things since December, it's been slow for us there, too. But I'm just excited to be here to learn everything about the district and jump in with all I've got and come up to speed so we can get some cool stuff done.
Perfect.
That's really all I've got.
Well, welcome aboard. Do you have anything you want to add?
I don't think so. We went over the budgets. We didn't really touch base on anything, like just policies and things like that going on with the city, but nothing big,
okay.
Thankfully.
Good.
First couple months.
Sounds good. Anything?
We scheduled out the year so we know when we're going to be doing our Fun Days parade and all that stuff, but
we'll try to get to those dates as soon as we can.
Them. And the Easter egg hunt, all
that
stuff.
That would be great. Any city that has those, get them off to me.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll do.
We can do that.
How's
did you have anything?
Okay.
No.
Scott, how's 1800?
Yeah, how many days?
They're pounding poles again, so you got guys walking around with seismic detectors again. I noticed something the other day.
Is it a peg?
The viaduct on the Sunset side, they're putting in the big stone blocks that all the road fills going up against. So it's like 15, 14, 13, 12, 11. Well, they're at 8, and they're at my yard. So it's still got a few ways to go, but... they had a couple of all-nighters that I got a whole bunch of phone calls about. They sent out plenty of notice and said they was going to be working around the clock. But when they got it all set up, there's a church or there's three blocks of the city and they had stadium lights facing the city. And so I had people calling me like, I don't have blinds, I'm not going to be able to sleep, and I have to work tomorrow, and stuff. But they did a couple all-nighters, it was interesting. But again, when they do all that, I'm just really surprised that we haven't got calls there. And then the way we talk at our meeting, if you was to hear this and not have a clue what we're doing about, oh, it was a good fire, you know? Some of the things that you just said, I'm like, man, if you was just listening and you're like, well, you know, we had a good fire, nobody got hurt. Burned out a bedroom, but everyone was okay. It's like, those guys really don't care about anything.
No, they're just crazy and all of that stuff.
Thank you for your service. Right. It just sounds weird, I think. Yeah. But again, you know, I'm just glad that nobody on that project's been injured so far, and we're thankful for that. But other than that,
it's very
still rocking.
Weird to stop at the light on Main Street in 1800 and look west, because it just looks like half. I mean, it did. It took a big chunk. It's almost hard. It's hard for us as Sunsite folks to see that big swath been
it's
taken
crazy.
Out the middle. It is, and how fast it's now been done. So.
And what's even funnier is when you turn right and you're heading down by the Maverick, there's lights, car headlights, one after the other, all the way to the water. That is what it looks like.
It's just weird.
Still, people are using that as a main thoroughfare. I go to the gym in the morning, and I drive past my house to go up 1300 so I don't have to drive through it. But it's messed up. We're working through it. Just glad nobody's getting injured. And what's that?
What's the timeline they're telling you?
We got 700 and something days left.
It's like 2 years.
two years. A little over 2 years.
And then,
they said 2028 is what they said. I'd heard it.
2028. Everything's going to be open. All 1800. The new.
Now, if you look at the documents, it is supposed to be that. It's supposed to be cool, but all we can really say right now is from Main Street and Sunset to the railroad tracks is supposed to be done. That's all I can say.
Okay.
The new loop and the new West Gate and all that stuff, it looks like they're coming along on it just great, and I think they're going to be able to do all the concrete for the freeway all in one spell before they divert traffic over there. But we when you drive up 5600 and go into that maze up there, that's absolutely insane. But
they haven't given you timelines on that or anything.
Again, if you look at the papers, it said it's all supposed to be done in 3 years, okay. And we're almost a year into it, so it's a little over 2 years
left. I know UDOT said that their timeline got bumped up just a hair because the winter, they just kept working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they never really had at least so far, haven't had any downtime.
Well, even the one, the one snowstorm we had that was kind of like a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Didn't even phase them. It was all gone by the end of the day, and they never slowed them down.
Yeah, ground isn't frozen. They're able to just keep plugging along. So,
yep.
Hopefully sooner the better, huh?
Well, I live one house away from it, so heck yeah.
Yeah.
there's like the place they tore down the house, my neighbor's house, and my house. So they're
ready.
Right there. So yeah, the sooner the better for sure.
Yeah. Best of luck to you.
Throw a rock at him.
Anything you want?
Yeah. I want the fire district to know that West Point City, the last 3 or 4 council meetings, we've had people that have voiced mostly negative opinions about different things, and we purposely have not mentioned the fire district because we didn't want them coming over here, and it looks like it worked.
Hey, thank you.
Is that development? Were you talking about development?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a pretty good crew there. So, we canceled our first council meeting for the year, so we haven't really even met this year yet.
Nope.
Maybe we should cancel next one, too.
I want to reiterate one thing, too, if I could.
177
yeah.
extension?
No update yet. That the bid has gone out. I think the bid is back. They haven't said anything to us yet, but it should be pretty slick here. There, you will see dirt move quickly after that.
I want to reiterate one thing after the elections. Again, congratulations to go on your election. But the gentleman on our quorum are getting a little thin. It's me and him. That's it. The other 5 are all the brains of the organization.
Congratulations.
We're just going to take notes and let them all go. So,
that's recorded,
yeah.
Right?
It is recorded.
Thank you. Yep, good.
I know my place. I'm not the boss of my house, so I don't know why it would be any different here.
Okay. With that,
motion to adjourn.
We have a motion for adjournment. And we have a second. We're done.
Thank you.
Thanks.